弟兄姐妹，朋友们，平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters and friends.
上一周我们在这里借着提摩太前书1章3到5节，一起讨论了一个主题，就是刚才接着讲的对于爱的认知。
Last week, we started this passage regarding the cognition about love.
那在3到5节的经文中，其中在第5节经文所论述的是关于教会的治理中，我们所宣扬的爱的根源、爱的特征和爱的本质。
Verse 5 was the focus because it was the source, the characteristics, and the essence about love.
那我现在稍稍的考一考大家。
So I'll give you a quiz now.
如果大家都知道我们没有孩子，但是如果我说我爱我的孩子，我是用心、用良心、用信心爱我的孩子，我这样讲有问题没有？
Suppose if I said I really love my child, do I say this with a heart or with conscience or with faith?
在这里，心、良心和信心。
Heart, conscience, and faith.
如果我这样讲有问题没有？有没
Is
有？
this a problematic statement?
如果上一次在这里的弟兄姐妹和朋友，我相信你们会说大有问题。
If you were here last week, you would say you would question my statement.
就上周我在这里跟大家分享过心。良心和信心这三个心，都是中性的词。
Because last week I mentioned those three words are neutral.
这三个心可以随着我们的大脑的支配，往两边倾斜。
And those three words can be tilted. By your brain, by the way of your cognition.
要么呢？就像提摩太前书1章第5节所讲的、所命令的，从清洁的心、无愧的良心和无伪的信心所发出的爱。
Because love can come from a pure heart, a good conscience. And a sincere faith, just like verse 5 of the passage.
从这样的三心发出的爱是健康的。是美善的，是容神益人的爱。
This kind of love is a healthy love and it brings glory to the Lord and also help people.
但是上次我也和大家分享过，如果是以个人的私欲作为基点的话，
But last week I also said that if someone loves from the motivation of his own good or his own gains,
爱是可以从大脑支配的心往另外一边侧，那就是从一种污秽的心、别有企图的良心和怀着伪善和欺骗的信心来发出来的。
Because love can also come from a filthy heart, from a conscience that has not good motivation, or from a faith that is hypocritic and deceiving.
从这样三心所表达出来的爱，是非常令人感到悲哀的一种情感的泄露。
And it's a pitiful kind of expression. The love comes out of that kind of biased.
就像上一周我跟大家分享过的一个小故事中，那个患重病要接受手术的那个孩子，他爸爸所表现的两个面孔一样。
Last week, I used the example of a father whose child was seriously ill and had to receive the surgery immediately.
同一张脸，却表现出来的爱的两个极端。
On that father, he can show two extremes of the attitude toward love.
那他这一面呢，是轻声细语的对孩子讲，说孩子呀，爸爸爱你， 爸爸一定会想尽一切办法救你的。
On one hand, he turned to his own child and said, Dad is going to try everything I could to save you.
但是一转脸，却凶巴巴地对那个医生大吼说， 你怎么这个人没有一点责任心呢？
Then he can turn his face to this doctor who came in a little bit late and scolded him and said, How come you don't have a sense of responsibility?
我不知道躺在病床上他的那个孩子听没有听见他爸爸在门口在那么斥责医生。
I wonder if the child can hear on his sick bed, can hear what his father told that doctor.
如果他听见的话，我不知道他心目中他的爸爸是一个什么样的形象。
And how would that child think the image of this father? What would be that image in this child's heart?
所以上周我跟弟兄姐妹们发出了一个挑战，就是说，当我们心中的爱与圣经中的爱相遭遇、相碰撞的时候，确实是会面临挑战。
Last week I mentioned that when our selfish love knock into or have direct conflict with the love that was from the teaching of the Bible, we are facing challenges.
因为上一周日我们借着提摩太前书3到5节的经文，一起接受了一个我们心中对于爱的含义的认知的挑战。
Last week we learned about love, the cognition about love.
那今天呢？ 我将借着提摩太前书1章6到11节的经文，再次向大家发出一个挑战来。
So today I'm going to continue to give you more challenges in the follow-up passage 6 through 11.
我们心中对于律法的目的的认知的挑战。
And that challenge is, what is our cognition of the law?
那上周我在这里也是将提摩太前书1章3到11节这段经文分成3个部分。Last
week I divided this passage from verse 3 through 11. I divided that into 3 parts.
那我比喻这3个部分呢，为教会治理的属灵的三明治。And
I used the parallels of a sandwich, and I call that the sandwich of spiritual, the spiritual sandwich of church governance,
或者叫属灵的肉夹馍,
or the Chinese type of quote sandwich.
那上边的部分就是3到4节是发出的命令，是神借着保罗向初代教会，也是向我们今天的普世教会所发出的命令。The
first part, verses 3 through 4, is that Paul gives an order to the beginning church and also applicable to today's church.
那中间的部分第5节呢，是命令的目的。
In the middle is the purpose of this command.
下边的6到11节呢，是对这个命令的回应。
And the one we read today, 6 through 11, is the response to this command.
那由于神给我们的这个属灵的三明治，或者称其为东方风格的肉夹馍，属灵的肉夹馍，中间的部分呢， 太大了，已经大到超过了巨无霸的水平。
Because this sandwich is so big, larger than the jumbo.
所以上周我们享用了第1层和中间的夹层。
So we spent last week only talk about the first 2 parts.
上一层是发出的命令，禁止虚伪的教训，中间的一层是命令的目的，就是认识爱的本源。
Last week we talked about giving the command which prohibits false teaching. We also focus on purpose of the command, understanding the origin of love.
那今天我们就一起来享受这份属灵的三明治，属灵的肉夹馍的第3层，就是对于命令的回应。
Today we want to see our response to the command.
明白律法的功用。
We need to understand the functions of the law.
那现在我们就一起借着提摩太前书1章6到11节的经文，共同来接受另外一个挑战， 就是关于我们心中对于圣经中神所颁给我们律法的目的的这样一个认知。
So today we want to have a better understanding of the purpose or functions of the law in the Bible.
我依然将从三个方面来展开下边的讨论，我们来一起来思想。那首先就从提摩太前书六到七节的经文，要求我们要做一件事情，就是抛弃自我导向的目标。
First, we like to look at verses 6 through 7. To see this topic of forsaking self-centered purposes.
提摩太前书一章六到七节，有人偏离这些，反去讲虚浮的话，想要做教法师，却不明白自己所讲说的、所论定的。
Verse 6, some have wandered away from these and turned to meaningless talk.
第六节提到，有人偏离这些。
Some have wandered away from these.
这些，我们先来看看这些指的是什么。
What does these refer to?
这些呢，就是指的前面第五节所提到的神借着保罗向教会所发出的命令的目的，也就是爱的本源。
These refers to verse 5. That's the source of love.
这是刚才我们提到的由我们大脑所支配的三心，心、良心、信心所发出来的清洁的心、无亏的良心和无伪的信心。
And that is, love comes from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
有人偏离了，这些呢，就是偏离的这三心往这边走的。
So some people wandered away from the correct, correct position or alignment of their hearts.
所以这个偏离呢，再直白一点讲，就是没有命中目标。
So wandering away means that they did not shoot at the target.
没有命中目标呢，就是脱靶了，出现过失了，失败了。
They are off the target, or they made a mistake, they failed.
所以提到目标，提到脱靶，我就想起来，记得我第一次打真枪是在我初中二年级的时候参加冬季的野营军事训练。
With regard to shooting the target, I recall the first time I touched a real gun. It was when I was in second year of the middle school.
初中二年级比他们都还小，当时大家一听说要实弹打靶练习，哇，都非常兴奋。
The whole class was so excited because this would be the first time we reach a real firearm.
当时我们用的是仿苏制的53式的步骑枪，我不知道大家有没有见过那个53式的步骑枪，又长又重，非常大的后坐力。
The practicing gun we used was the Chinese made a Russian
like here
gun 57 number 57 or maybe that's a style year of 57 very long and heavy and it has a very high power of backlash
这个莫辛纳杆呢现在已经在美国是一个收藏级的一个枪支
This kind of gun obviously become a collectible treasure now.
那当时我们射击的距离是100米。
The distance that we have to shoot is 100 meter.
那对我们的要求呢，只要是你射中靶上，不要求你多少环，只要射中了，就算你赢了。
At that time, because we are all rookies, so as long as you shoot something onto the goal, it doesn't have to be on the bull's eyes.
结果我和大部分孩子一样，三枪之后呢，看到那个爆靶员都是拿那个白帽子，三个圈儿，脱靶了全部。
Like the most of my classmates, after three bullets, each one after three bullets, we none of us got it onto even the goal.
那圣经这里所讲的偏离呢，就是由于我们大脑支配的先心所偏离的，它不是清洁的心、无愧的良心、无伪的信心，而是朝着错误的目标划过去了。
So, wandering away is moving toward mistakes.
我们再提一提的，在这方面，那三心是肮脏的心、被私欲污秽的良心、在假冒伪善所掩盖下的欺骗的信心。哇，这样的三心，在我们教会的会友中有吗？
When the shooting is deviating from the target in terms of the hearts, they will become a filthy heart, a conscience with wrong motivation, or a face that is deceiving. Is that possible in the church? We may have this kind of heart.
所以现在我们回到前面那个友人，友人到底是谁呀？就是前面第三节所提到的那几个人，有些人。
So verse 6 says some people.
圣经这里虽然没有提名道姓，我相信究竟是哪些人、哪几个人不重要，重要是他们所行出来的。
Bible doesn't mention the names. Whoever they are is not that important. What matters is what they did.
他们做了什么样的事情？
What kind of things they did?
被保罗、被神这样的批评呢
？That were criticized by Paul.
就是第三节讲到他们讲虚浮的话。
And that is verse 3 says that they talk about myths and endless genealogies.
他们传讲不正确的教义，他们讨论荒唐的传说和无穷的家族历史。
They either teach false doctrines or talk about the useless things.
那造成的结果就是他们对这个世界上的奇闻、仪式、奇异的一些事情，进行没完没了的辩论争吵。
They were debating, arguing about many legends.
而对他们各自家族的那种谱系，他们属于以色列哪个支派的，他们这样把自己的身价拿出来呢，互相的标榜攀比。
Boasting or comparing about their genealogies and their family trees.
所以偏离了对神的话语的教导和追求。
Deviate themselves from God's teaching and God's words.
那如果是这一类的人，就像第七节经文所讲的，他们想要做教法师，但是却不明白自己所讲、说的、所论定的。
Therefore, verse 7 criticizes them as they want to be teachers of the Lord, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm.
从这段经文呢，我们可以看到，你看新译本讲的，想要做律法教师，却不明白自己讲的是什么，主张的又是什么。
Here, the Chinese contemporary translation says that.
那看到这儿以后，我们在思想到底是什么人呢？可能这里就指的是主耶稣在世的时候批评的那些犹太律法主义者。
So most likely, Paul was criticizing those Jewish legalists.
那提到律法主义者，犹太律法主义者，我们也需要有一个脑筋急转弯，因为他们这些人呢，确确实实的是自己严格要求，遵照旧约圣经中的摩西律法去行的。
Those legalists, they really strictly follow and obey the Moses law in the Old Testament.
他们自己严格执行以后怎么样呢？也是同样严格的要求犹太会众要跟他们一样严格的去执行摩西的律法。
They also requires or demand other Jewish people to follow their examples.
譬如说他们非常敬虔的强调遵守旧约律法中有一条十分之一的奉献。
For example, they piously follow this requirements in the Old Testament Jewish laws of tithing, giving out 10% of your belongings.
提到十分之一奉献，我们看看主耶稣当时怎么教训他们的。
However, Jesus criticized them in Matthew 23.
哎，马太福音23:23，你们这帮伪善的经学教师和法利赛人要遭殃了。你们连调味的香料，如薄荷、大茴香、小茴香等物，都献上十分之一给上帝。但是法律上真正重要的教训，如正义、仁慈、信实，你们反而不遵守。
Here you can see the English. Woe to you, teachers of the law and the Pharisees, you hypocrites! You give a tenth of your spices, mint, dill, and cumin, but you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should have practiced the latter without neglecting the former.
我相信奉献对许多的信徒，对于许多的慕道友来讲，都是一个非常敏感的话题。
I know that this is a tithing is a very sensitive word to Christians and also seekers alike.
那我们再来看看新约圣经中对奉献的要求。
Let's see the New Testament regarding tithing.
格林多后书9:7，个人要随本心所酌定的。不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Second Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7, each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
所以作为基督徒奉献呢，是凭着我们的信心。
So being a Christian, we donate or we give our contributions based on our faith.
神喜悦我们从内心里边真正乐意捐献的信徒。
God rejoices those who gives in a cheerful heart.
如果你还没有完完全全明白奉献的意义，或者说没有尝到奉献的甜头的时候，你暂时不要奉献。
If you have not, 这样
太苦，神不喜悦。
If you have not developed the right understanding about contribution, or you have not tasted the good taste of contribution.
如果你从心里边乐意的话，是因为他尝到了甜头，就像前边哥林多后书9:6所讲的那样。
For those Christians who love, who give with a cheerful heart, it's because
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Verse 6 says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
现在我们可以设想一下，在初代教会时期，当犹太主义者背景的人，他们受洗归主进到教会以后。
So we can imagine those Jewish those Jews who became Christians and being baptized,
他们对旧约圣经的律法，当这个人站那以后，哇，你看到他心目中、脑子中对那个律法是非常非常的熟悉。用一句话说，没准是倒背如流。
You can imagine that those Jews must be very familiar with the Old Testament.
但是他们之中，如果有人一方面对照旧约圣经滔滔不绝的隶属，自己是属于以色列12支派中的哪一个支派，一方面呢又强调说
，So we can imagine if someone, in them, who can continue to talk about their genealogies in the 12 tribes of Israel.
他强调说，你们非犹太以色列人背景的基督徒一定要按照律法接受割礼，你们所挣的工资的每一分钱，你们家院所种的西红柿、韭菜、辣椒等等，这些都必须按照十分之一奉献的教会来。
And this person will also emphasize those who are not Jews has to receive circumcision, and he will also demand that all the money you made, as well as the harvest from your yard, including maybe tomatoes, chives, peppers, you all have to take out 10% and give it to the church.
否则你们就不配做信神的人。哇。
He will say, if you don't do this, you are not worthy to be a believer.
如此下去呢，教会呢一定会陷入无休止的争吵啊，辩论呢，甚至出现呢攻击啊，伤害的局面。
So if you have such kind of a legalistic person in your church, then it would drag the church into endless arguments, debates, or even attack and harm one another.
所以这个时候我们再回头来看第七节，可能就会更明白一点。
So now we can go back and look at verse 7, and hopefully we will understand better.
他们想做上帝律法的导师，可是连自己所说的话都不明白，连自己那么肯定主张的事都不清楚。
It says they want to be the teachers of the Lord, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they so confidently affirm.
那话到此时，有弟兄姐妹可能会不会觉得，哇，那你听你滔滔不绝讲了这一会儿，用这段经文如果对照今天教会的情况来讲呢，跟我们一般信徒好像不大该呀。
Maybe some of you feel that what I have said, what pastor have said so far, really don't have much relationship with me.
这段经文是对你们那些资深的基督徒，是对你们教会的领袖们所讲的。
It seems to have more to do with the church leaders or those mature older Christians.
当代著名的神学家，苏格兰格拉斯大学新约以及希腊文教授，有一个人非常非常著名，他的名字叫巴克莱。
William Barclay is a famous theologian. He's with the Glasgow University in UK.
他在解释这段圣经的时候，列出来一个长长的名单，或者列出了一段长长的那个行为做法在教会中。
And he has, when he was studying this type of people, he has a list of characteristics.
其中呢有这么几点。
He said, this type of people have those common traits.
那这种人常以傲慢而非谦虚为自己的出发点，一味地教导他人，而自己却不去学习，不去上主日学。
They are very arrogant, they are not humble at all, and they love to teach others, but they seldom attend, seek new learning.
他们看不起教会中那些思想单纯的人，他们看那些无法理解他自己观点的人为无知的蠢材。
They look down upon those who, whose thinking is simple, or they think those are, whoever cannot understand their perspective, they look at them as idiots.
那我现在请想问，说是不是只有教会的领袖们才会出现这样的心思意念或者行为啊？
So is it true that only the church leaders will have this kind of thinking or behavior?
说得明白一点，对所有信徒而言，我们来教会是怀着一种怎样的心态？
To be more frank, I'd like to ask you, when we come to church, what kind of attitude do we bring with us?
我们脚踏入教会以后，我们的思想里边的教会生活观念是什么？
When you walk into this church, what is your mindset regarding church life?
是以耶稣基督以神的话语做我们的导向目标呢？还是以自我内心感受和自我的需要为我们的导向目标？
Are you oriented toward your own feelings and your own needs, or are you oriented by Jesus Christ and God's words?
那我现在邀请弟兄姐妹们，对我们以往的教会生活做一个回忆。
So now I invite you to recall, to remember, what is your church life?
在教会里，我们有没有被得罪的时候？我们有没有生气、发脾气的时候？想一想。
In your church life in the past, have you ever got angry or being offended?
如果有过的话，我们再仔细想一想，是不是因为我们的心态是以自我感受、自我需求的导向作为目标的
？If you did, then let's ask ourselves, was that because your orientation, or you were led by your own perception, your feeling, and your own needs?
如果从自我出发的话呢，才容易被得罪，才容易生气，才容易发脾气。
It's easy to get offended or get angry because if your attitude is oriented toward yourself.
如果我们来教会怀的三心是清洁的心、无伪的良心和无亏的良心和无伪的信心的话，我们的心会是非常柔软的。
On the other hand, you will come to church with a very soft heart.If your heart is following verse 5, it says, a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
如果我们的心非常柔软的话，碰到各种各样的人或者事情，面对各样不同的意见，甚至别人对我们有建议，对我们有批评的时候，是很难
If you have a tender heart, it will not be easy to feel offended, even though people give you criticisms.
前一周在教会举办的暑期儿童音乐夏令营期间
，Last week, during the children music camp that was held over here,
在楼下走廊里，我遇到几个小朋友捏着鼻子边跑边喊，味道真难闻 ，bad smell.
During the week, I met some kids in the lower level classrooms, and some of them was running away from a room because they said stinky, stinky.
我以为他们是闹着玩的。
I thought they were just being playful.
结果等到下午，我从侧门进了大厅以后，似乎也闻到一些 bad smell.
But in the afternoon, when I walked.From the other entrance into the church, I smell that.
我就张着鼻子，从门厅、垃圾桶、沙发、柜子背后到处闻。
So I was sniffing around like a dog, trying to find the source.
然后一直朝着教室的方向。结果呢，就在左手的第一间教室里边，我看到垃圾桶里边有剩下的面条、剩下的菜，一闻，哇！
And I found in the trash can there was some lunch left over from the previous Sunday.
这时候我就不捏鼻子了，我就把这酸臭味的塑料袋子我拿下来，笑一笑，扎起来。
I wrap up the plastic and rush out and dump it.
然后换上新的垃圾袋。但是上周二我在楼下又闻到了那种味道。
One week.Later, last Tuesday, I came to the church, and I smelled similar things again.
一开始里边依然是变馊了的食物，我就摇摇头笑一笑，又把它收拾了，又换上新的垃圾袋。
I could only laugh, and then repeat what I did.
现在每天我和师母上下午呢，在整个教堂的上下左右巡视一遍，已经成为了我们的习惯。
Now.May and I have developed a habit to come to the church, and before we do anything, we will search around, look around, and see if there's anything that need to be dealt with.
查看有什么情况，如果可能的话，顺手就处理了。
And take care of those filthy things.
因为在我们的头脑中。你看，这个教会就是我们的家。
Because in our mind, this church is our home.
我们爱每一位进到这个教堂门里边的人。
And we love every one of you who walk into this building.
抛弃自我导向的目标。
So forsaking self-oriented.
这就是我们对第五节经文所发出的关于爱的命令的健康的回应的开始。
So our first response is to forsake our selfish perspective.
那接下来我们要从第八到第十节的经文学习建立自我顺服的心态。
Then from verses 8 through 10, we want to establish a submissive attitude to the Lord.
提摩太前书一章八到十节，我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用的合意，因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法和不服的。巴拉巴拉。下面
，Verse 8, we know that the law is good if one uses it properly.
那经文从第八节开始进入了一个转折。
Here we see a transition when you get to 8, verse 8.
因为前面第五节发出了爱的命令。第六、第七节呢，对教会中某些人提出了批评。
Verse 5 give us the origin of love. Verse 6 and 7 criticize those who did not do right.
所以第八到第十节是针对那些所谓的律法专家们阐明律法的真正的含义所在。
And verse 8 through 10, Paul was writing about the correct understanding of the law.
我不知道大家体会到没有，这段经文里边它实际上是非常含有讽刺的含义在里边。
Here is writing with a
讽刺的含义。
I lost the word.
Okay.
Sarcastic.
第八节我们知道，第九节呢，你看中文这里省略了，我们来看这个 NIV。We also know 出现了。
Verse 9, we also know that law is.
第九节我们也知道，大部分的英文的版本都翻译出来的。那中文我们看一下天主教的思高本。
Here is worthwhile to look at the Catholic translation about 1 Timothy.
第八节第九节，你看，我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用的合法。第九节，我们也知道，我们知道，我们也知道，是这种意味。
We know, we also know.
实际上来解释第八节的意思就是，对我们来说呢，一看便知道旧约律法原本就是好的，但是呢，要应用的合意，要应用的合法，要应用的恰当。
In other words, it says that we know that the law.It's good. And now, when we saw the laws in the Old Testament, we know that they are good, but need to be used properly.
问题是怎么样用才合宜、合法、恰当呢？
So the challenge is how do you use it properly?
所以第九节呢，进一步用讽刺的口吻来阐明这个问题。我们也知道，我们也非常清楚。律法不是为义人所设立的。
So verse 9 says, we also know that the law is made not for the righteous.
问题又来了，经文这里指的义人是什么人？
So who are the righteous?
有人说，当然是基督徒啊，因信称义嘛，因为我们口里承认，心里相信耶稣为复活的主，我们就称义了嘛。
Does this righteous means Christians?Who confess and accept the law in their hearts?
那我们暂且是把义人放下，一会儿再来讨论。先来看一看，律法是为哪些不义的人所定的。
Let's look at the other side. Let's look at what the law, why the law was created, and for what kind of unrighteous people.
那第九节的后边和第十节呢？列出不义的人，从我们来看，不法和不服的，一直到其假释的， 大致分成了两类人。
So verse 9 has a long list of those who break the law or who are rebellious against the law.
前面这四组呢，是跟神对立的，不爱神的人。
Verse 9, you can say this kind of people are fighting against God.
那后面这三组呢，是对人怀有敌意的，不爱人的，就是像圣经中讲的不爱邻舍的。
Verse 10 are those who did something wrong against fellow human beings, or in Bible's words, those are the ones that does not love their neighbors.
那顺着这个思路，大家对旧约圣经的十诫熟悉吗？熟悉十诫吗？
So now you can recall the Ten Commandments in the Old Testament.
那仔细看看，这两类人基本上呢，都可以归到旧约圣经十诫里边所列的罪状中。
So you can see you can take that passage and compare to the Ten Commandments. You can see the correspondence.
我们可以对应的来看。那话到如此，前面经文所批评的教会中的那些所谓的律法专家们，在听了这段、看了这段经文之后，应该是可以完全接受的，对不对？
So those who are experts of the law, we tend to think that they should be able to accept and agree.
但是请注意，在接下来的经文中，在他们所熟悉的十诫的罪状中，神在这里又加进去了一条，这就完全打破了他们头脑中那个罪人，也就是不义的人的概念。
So here God added one more item into the existing Ten CommandmentsAnd this completely break the traditional understanding of a sinner or unrighteous person in those experts' minds.
提摩太前书一章十节后边，或是别样敌正道的事，被这些事所设立的律法。
Verse 10 says, "And for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine."
现在中文译本说是违反健全教义等一类的人，新译本说是以及其他抵挡纯正教训的人而设立的。
So it says the law is established to those people who did what they did is contrary to the sound doctrine.
那请问到此大家看出什么了没有？
So have you discovered the new light?
也就是说，第十节最后的一项罪状涵盖了前面一切的罪状。
You can say that verse 10 covers everything that was mentioned in verse 8 and 9.
并且把矛头指向了前面那些所谓严格遵守旧约律法，想要在教会做律法师的，却不懂得律法的真正含义的那些人。
Also include those who teach false doctrines and could not understand clearly what they talk about in verse 7.
那现在我想请问弟兄姐妹们，神赐给人律法的原因或者目的是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what's the purpose that God has given man the law?
这里边的律法，旧约时代、新约时代，以及今天的时代，所谓律法主义者、律法专家们，他们认为呢，神赐给我们律法的目的呢，就是要让人们照着去行、去做，做到了就显明我们是多么的守法，做到了就可以称我们是义人了。
For a legalist, Their understanding is that the law is for us to obey. And if you can obey and do whatever the law says, then you will be a righteous person.
罗马书三章二十节，所以凡有血气的，没有一个人行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
However, Romans 3:20 says, therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we became conscious of sin.
罗马书七章第七节，借着律法我才知道罪是什么。要不是律法说不可贪心，我就不知道贪心是什么。或者说，我就不知道贪心也是罪呀。
Romans 7:7 says, indeed, I would not have known what sin was except through the law. For I would not have known what coveting really was if the law had not said, do not covet.
我不知道大家脑筋急转弯过来了没有，那我举一个现实的例子。
Let me give you a practical example.
在我们教堂旁边，巴克岸的这条路上，如果没有行车限速的话，没有行车限速这个法律规定的话，那在这居民小区的这个路上，你如果你开车70-80 miles， 虽然极度的危险，只要你不撞人，就显不出你有罪来，同意吗
？For example, in this road, Buckeye Road, you can drive up to 70 or 80 miles per hour.Without hitting people. And if you don't hit people, then it doesn't reveal your sin.
我说的是没有律法限制行车速度，但是现在有了。
If there's no speed limitation,
30英里。
But now we see the speed limitation posted.
那现在如果在法律规定开车时速为30英里的时候，你按照这个去开了，然后呢，你会不会到政府部门去说，我在巴克爱上那条路上开车已经严格的遵守了立法规定的行车速度，你们要给我奖励，要给我发奖金。
On the other hand, if you really follow the speed, would you go to the government and said, I...should be given awards because I really follow the speed limit.
那在座的青少年们，你们有的已经拿了本子了，有的呢准备开车上路了。好，那如果你们是政府的官员，面对这样一个人，你们会怎么样回答他们？
Some of our youth are learning driving or have already gotten their permit. Suppose you were the government officers, what would you do if someone come to you and request an award?
遵守律法是公民应尽的责任，是应该做的，没有什么可以值得夸耀或奖励的。
You will say that obey the law is what is demanded, is the duty of being a citizen. So there's nothing to boast about or trying to get rewards.
反而倒是你如果违反了律法的规定，那就要定你的罪，就要惩罚你哦。
On the other hand, if you violated the law, then you are guilty and you will receive punishment.
所以当你看到限速标志的时候，一定要谨慎驾驶，不要超速哟。
That's why when we see the speed limit, we should follow.That and drive carefully.
那实际上每天傍晚我和师母在巴克爱上走路的时候遇到许多车开得飞快。
But in practice,
许多他们都是超速的。
But in practice,
最起码有这个嫌疑。
Every evening when I walk with May on Buckeye, I observe many, many cars that are driving exceeding the limit.
所以这就证明了神赐给人律法的目的不是为要显明人是多么多么的守法而成为义人的。
So that proves that God gave man the law. The purpose is not to show that how righteous we are, but rather how unrighteous we are and how likely we are deviating from God's
而恰恰是要显明我们人是多么的不想守律法，不习惯于守律法，显明我们与神的荣耀的差距有多远。
It shows that how far we fall from God's glory.
显明我们是多么需要神的爱和恩典，需要神的饶恕。
Remind us that we constantly need God's love, grace, and forgiveness.
所以在教会生活中，我们学习认识律法的功用的目的是什么，不是什么。
So what is and what is not?The purpose for us to know and understand the law.
不是单单的把律法作为一个道的规范。
It's not just taking the law as a moral guidance.
不是拿律法衡量我们，包括我们自己在内，和他人是不是义人。
Nor use that as a yardstick to measure yourself against others.Unrighteousness,
而是让律法来评论我们自己的行为。
But rather let the laws to judge our deeds,
成为我们自己远离罪的提醒和警戒。
To raise a warning and serve as a reminder for us, so we can constantly think about how far we deviate from God's goal.
这里要求我们自我要建立一种顺服的心态。
So this goes back to building an attitude to be submissive to the Lord.
顺服什么呀
？To be submissive to whom?
顺服神，顺服人。
To God and to man.
也就是爱神、爱人，有一颗柔软的心来到教会。
And that is to love God and love your neighbor.And bring a tender heart to the church.
因为我们顺服神、顺服人了以后呢，才能够真正实现自我价值存在的意义。
And only through that we can realize the value of our existence.
认识自我价值的存在。
Understanding the value of our existence.
那我想请问，在生活中我们实现自我价值存在的标准是什么？
What is the standard of realizing your value?
标准是在学习工作中做出成绩，在自己的生活圈中出人头地。
Many would refer to the success of your career or your study.
或者是我们更想一个伟大一点的，为人类世界做出积极的贡献。
Or making contribution to human history or this world.
圣经中的标准是什么？我们来看一看。
What are the standards recorded in the Bible for our value of existence?
就是刚才我们所认识的提摩太前书一章第十节最后一段经文所提到的，接受正道，接受健全的教义，接受纯正的教训。
And、that is the mentioned in verse 10, is receiving the correct teaching.
那这里所讲的正道、健全的教育、纯正的教训是什么
？What are those correct doctrine or teaching？
提摩太前书一章十一节，这是照着可称颂之神交托我荣耀福音说的。我加了个正道。
Verse 11 says that conforms to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which He entrusted to me.
现在中文译本，这健全的教义是根据福音，就是那荣耀可称颂的上帝所交托我宣布的。
Here the Chinese contemporary translation says the sound doctrine comes from the gospel.
所以作为基督徒实现自我价值存在的唯一的标准，从圣经来说的话，就是透过耶稣基督的福音，使自己的整个的生命与上帝连接。
So the only, as a Christian, the only measure, based on the Bible, for our existence, is to give your life and connect your life with God, and help others to receive gospel
然后去执行大使命，就是帮助他人领受福音，使他人的生命完全得救。
Fulfill the great commission to help others be saved.
所以我们从提摩太前书三到五节对于爱的认知和提摩太前书一章六到十一节对于律法的认知，了解了这两个主题。
So in conclusion, in the past two weeks, we talk about this topic.
就是圣经对初代教会，以至于我们今天的普世教会所发出的命令的这三个方面。
So that is a command toward the beginning church and also the contemporary church.
那我们也认识了从三个心，心、良心、信心所发出的基督的爱的本源。
We also have an understanding of the three sources.
我们也认识了神赐给人律法的目的。
We have an understanding of why God gave us the law.
那下面对于爱和律法的实践，具体的体现在我们基督徒的身上是什么？
So how can we implement love and the law?
如果用简单一句话讲呢，就是我们做事，我们心中的出发点，不是为了炫耀自己的才智，不是为了辩论取胜，也不渴望去指出别人的愚妄。
To put it simply, we are not trying to show off your talents. We are not trying to win the debate over others, nor do we want to point out others' foolishness.
基督徒心中唯一的动机，就是希望去帮助、光照、带领别人与上帝更加的亲近。
Our only motivation should be helping others. Bring the light of gospel to those persons and bring them to God.
大家同意吗？同意吗？
Do you agree?
最后我们一起来读一段经文，作为我们的鼓励，作为我们的提醒。
Let's read together this Bible verse as an encouragement and reminder.
路加福音六章三十二节，我们用英文和中文一起来读。
Let's read together with either language.
来，你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可酬谢的呢？就是罪人也是这样行。我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们做主您儿女的这样的权柄。
Father, we thank you for giving us the status of being your children.
感谢主您赐给我们受教者的舌头。
Thank you for giving us a tongue that is willing to receive your teaching.
使我们知道怎样用言语去扶助那些疲乏的人。
So that we can use our words to help those who are in need.
盼望主您每天清晨提醒我们，提醒我们的耳朵，使我们能够听，能够受教。
Oh Lord, help us. Every morning we are willing to listen to you.
因为主您的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。愿主您的灵照耀我们，帮助我们一生。
May your spirit shine upon us and help us.
这样的感谢祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name with a thankful heart.
Amen.
Amen.